I was very fortunate to take over from Dr. Kerberg, who was a great leader. And so she left me great work. And so we're continuing with that great work. And but our main goal is focusing on the implementation. We can have great plans, but if it's not happening in the classroom, then our kids aren't benefiting from it. So that's our first goal, is making sure all that great work that was done in the past is actually happening in our classrooms, but happening well. I just left a high school and had a conversation with a high school principal, and we were talking about the difference between a high yield instructional strategy and a high probability instructional strategy. And what the difference was is, every teacher can be saying they're implementing a specific strategy, but it's not the mere strategy that makes a difference, it's how the teacher implements the strategy that makes the difference. And so, taking all of the great work with our instructional focus and all the different pedagogy practices that we've learned, but making sure that our teachers not just know them, but they implement well, is our biggest goal. We also have a different assessments. Last year, our English language arts assessment changed. In the past, the students were assessed on the reading and the writing. They were separate. Now they're tested on one assessment. It's an integration of both reading and writing. And then we also had the college and career readiness standards in math that kind of moved the standards around on some of our teachers. So what I taught this year as a fifth grade teacher would be a little bit different than it was in the past. And so those are the main goals this year. And then of course we have implemented MAP to help our teachers use some data to drive some instruction.
Any challenges you've run up against so far?
I've been really fortunate to have a great team to work with. There's nothing big that has come up, but I guess if you take a look at just what the day brings, little things that come up, we're in constant communication and collaboration, not just within my own department, but with the other district offices, also the principals and the schools, and those conversations seem to bring a lot of different solutions. So I've been pretty fortunate not to have a big problem yet.
What are you most excited to work on in this new role?
Well, I'm most excited to do the work that we're doing. I love what we do in our department, and our big goal is to make sure we're supporting schools, and it's making sure that our schools have what they need so that they can meet the needs of their kids. And so that's what I'm most excited about, is being in a different role but still having the same end goal in mind of how do we support kids. So now on a bigger scale, how can we impact kids from multiple areas rather than just one area?
Is there anything else I didn't ask you that you think would be important for people to know?
No, just Omaha Public Schools is an amazing district, and we're very lucky to have all of the teachers and staff and principals and administrators working in our district in the best interest of kids every day. Amazing kids, parents, and have to give a huge shout out to the Omaha community. The Omaha community is 100% supportive of education, and when you take a look at Nebraska's education compared to education across other states in the country, Nebraska provides the best education. And so our kids are very lucky to be here, and we do a great job. But the other reason Nebraska provides a great education is because the community is supportive.